I think Zek was extremely correct. It was actually in conformity with what the constitutional dictates as well as the statutory dictates. The Electoral Act is very clear at Section 45, subsection 1D, that the qualities of the individual that can represent an individual who was on a party list has to be a constituent member or registered in that particular constituency that he then intends to represent. So the electoral body, Zimbabwe Electoral Commission, was actually correct at law. Their decision or their communication to ZANU-PF was actually correct and above board.
In the event that the constitution is amended, is Dr. Gono still eligible?
Unfortunately, in my opinion, I don't think so. What happens in the present electoral system is that you have to be on the party list. Dr. Gono was not on the ZANU-PF party list. Therefore, even if an amendment is made in the future, it cannot apply retrospectively. And it's something that they would, the legal experts really have to get into, whether or not any amendments would be then backdated to accommodate Dr. Gono's wish to be in parliament. If he was not on the party list, or registered in that particular constituency,